She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My lovely co-host Andrea is away today. I used to do yoga for many years, and then I kind of fell off the yoga wagon. Well, I have gotten back on because of something called O-Yoga, and here is the creator joining us now, the beautiful and brilliant Sam Isadora. She is a tantra sexuality and trauma expert. I'm a huge fan. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy to be back on your show. We had so much fun last time.
Oh, we always have such a great time. All right, so we're going to be talking about O Yoga today and Kiss Chocolate Meditation. I mean, you have some great stuff. But before we do that, Sam, tell us about how you became a Tantra sexuality and trauma expert.
Yeah, you know, I get asked that question a lot. It's like, how do you become a sex expert? I became a sex expert, and this is my, you know, my mission, because I came from a very disempowered place around my sexuality. I grew up in a Christian cult, which was very, very repressive around, you know, women's sexuality, especially. We were told, you know, cover your body, or, you know, you're going to make men sin, or, you know, the messaging was, you know, that sex wasn't good in the first place, that it was sort of the woman's responsibility to make sure it didn't happen outside of marriage, or anything that happened to you was kind of your fault. And in that environment, I had sexual abuse. So, you know, for me, it's so important to spread this message in the world that sexuality is healthy and natural. It's where we all come from, and that it's really important to bring light to this kind of last taboo that we have. And I feel like people talk about health and we can talk about meditation, but one of the last frontiers is to actually just talk about, you know, the health of your vagina, like you were just talking about.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is very important. And I think when you can take yoga and jazz it up a bit, spice it up a bit, and tap into your sensuality and sexuality, I think that's fantastic. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, I created O Yoga because, you know, I've been taking yoga and it really helped to change my life and heal me from, you know, the trauma that I had from sexual abuse by creating that, you know, mind, body, spirit connection. And it helped me tap into, you know, my happiness so that I got off the medication that I've been on for depression and anxiety. And I just knew that, you know, I had to share that with everybody in the world. But a lot of the yoga classes were really created by male teachers and male lineages, where there was kind of a belief that you were leading up to becoming a monk and a celibate, you know, to become, you know, that was the spiritual enlightenment. And they kind of left out the more feminine movements that, you know, are thousands of years old and very authentic to yoga in India, which, you know, are almost more like a belly dancing, you know, where there's more movements of your hips and really learning how to activate the sexual energy in your pelvic floor and use that to spread it through your whole body as a life force, or like your chi. So when I created O Yoga, I brought back those ancient secrets that are around the feminine sensuality and embodiment and put them into very simple movements so that anybody can learn them. And in, like, you know, 5 to 15 minutes a day, you can totally change how much energy you have by doing the O Yoga. I have like a secret squeeze, which is kind of Kegels, but next level, because I think most women, when they do a Kegel, their face squishes up and it's nothing sexy about it. But when you do the secret squeeze in O Yoga and Tantra, you kind of take a deep inhale and squeeze what we think of as the Kegel muscles. And when you squeeze and hold that, you visualize lifting this kind of energy up to the top of your head and then sending it back down so that your whole body actually starts to lift that kind of sensuality that's in your hips, or that orgasmic energy that we would normally think is kind of only being about sex. It becomes this glow that you can have all day.
Oh, that is nice. And what's nice too is that can carry over, right, with your lover, because you're going to feel, I would think, more confident and more grounded in your body.
Yeah, I always say it gives you confidence from the, you know, the bedroom to the boardroom, because you own it. You know, as women, again, we're taught to suppress this sexuality instead of owning it. And when you own it, you'll actually have more respect for yourself, more confidence, attract better partners, have better boundaries. So many women I talk to are so scared that if they, you know, start activating that sensuality, they'll attract the wrong people or bad kind of attention. I said, no, if you own it, then you'll attract better people and you'll have better boundaries to use your voice to say what you want that energy to do and attract in your life. And of course, if you learn that secret squeeze that we just did, the next time you're having sex with your lover, just add that secret squeeze when you inhale and lift that orgasmic energy all the way up to the top of your head and send it back down. And then you can start to have full body and multiple orgasms.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you have so much great stuff. If you go to psalmisadora.com or psalmisadorayoga.com, and psalm like it sounds, psalmisadorayoga.com. I mean, not only are you stunning, but you have such great advice, so many great articles and blog posts. And I know you have a workshop coming up. I hope I have that correct.
Yeah, I sure do. In New York and LA, I have my Ignite Women's Tantra Weekend Retreat, which is like so fun. We do all this juicy stuff. Like, I have them do 50 Shades of Tantra, and we do a boudoir photo shoot. So you have these really fun activities that you kind of live through this ritual of being a goddess and initiated into that energy so that it really lights you up. And then I also teach them how to do the Om Yoga and what we call the jade egg with that secret squeeze, which you can, you know, use in the bedroom. You can use it just doing it by yourself. But it's just amazing. I had a woman just come to the training. She's in her 50s, has had kids, and had never had an orgasm by herself, and started training with me, came to one of those weekend retreats, went home, did her secret squeezes, and she came back. She's like, I had my first orgasm by myself in my whole life. At 53.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She's like, I didn't even know it was possible. And not only that, it isn't just about sex. Now she has energy. She started doing all these things she was scared to do in her life. Like, she sold her house and she's moving and she started painting. So just so cool to see how people's lives transform.
Oh my gosh. You must be her new best friend. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to teach somebody.
I love it, because I just see women just light up, you know, light up from the inside out.
Oh, that is so great. You know, we only have a few minutes. I want to make sure we talk about your Kiss Chocolate Meditation. Tell us about that, Psalm.
Yes. And so the Kiss Chocolate Meditation, it comes from what I say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So how you eat is, of course, how you're going to have sex or make love. And a lot of people are disconnected from their eating. So, you know, they're eating chocolate or eating food and distracted, looking at their cell phone. They're not breathing, and they're not present to taste their food. So then they overeat, or they're kind of compulsively eating. You know, there are no foods that make them sick or not feel good, because they're just inhaling them. So I have people slow down, and the Kiss Chocolate Meditation is take a piece of dark chocolate and you kind of make love to it. So imagine you slow down. K is for kinetic, feel your body. The I is for intimacy, even being intimate with yourself and the piece of chocolate. And the S is for sensuality, giving yourself permission to just be more sensual. And the other S is for slowing down. So you kind of smell it and lick it and tease yourself with the chocolate for, like, you know, good 2-3 minutes until you're salivating and your body actually has created now the right enzymes and things to digest the chocolate instead of you inhaling it unconsciously. And then you can either play that game with a lover in, you know, when you're having sex, or as foreplay, or just treat, you know, your lover the same way as that piece of chocolate.
Well, you know, Psalm, I'd love that. I'm going to be doing this as soon as the show is done. Everyone check out Psalm at psalmisadorayoga.com or psalmisadora.com. You can follow her on Twitter at psalmisadora. She's going to be coming back regularly here to Naturally Savvy, thank goodness. I want to thank everyone for listening. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Your Radio MD, and at Naturally Savvy. Take care, stay well, and have fun.